Want to see our beautiful faces?
I don't want anything to mess up my moneymaker.
Check out KidTV.com. KidTV.com. Kid Craddock in the morning.
106.1 Kiss FM, Kid Craddock in the morning. Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 15 minutes. Kelly's working on that for you. But now, Bert, what's on your mind?
Good girls are like unicorns. They don't exist.
What are you talking about?
Right, that is what one single guy has blogged about this week. Good girls, they don't exist anymore.
Really?
All right, let me read. This is a long blog, and I've edited it to about a page.
Okay.
So I'll read you guys' comment. You ready for this?
We're ready.
He's out there dating. Mid-20s, late-20s, he's looking around. He doesn't see good girls.
All the good girls have gone bad.
That's exactly what he's saying. It says, we live in a very strange world, a world where love is cursed by polygamy, sex has lost its value, and women have changed drastically. From once having morals and respect for themselves, girls are running around now with not a bit of dignity.
You lost me at sex has lost its
value. Yeah, me too. I was sitting there thinking, like, I mean, it seems like it has a lot of value.
Sex is
a
lot of value.
It's still $100 in most places, right?
$100, $200. That's what I'm saying.
He goes on to say, sure, women have become independent, which is a great feat and should constantly be encouraged. But that is the positive side of women rising to power in our society. With every pro, there happens to be a con. And the con here is that, here we go, most of these women have completely lost all respect for themselves and their morals along the way. They've become thirsty for attention, from posting half-naked photos on Instagram to having their whole life exposed on the internet through the course of hashtags. In short, here's another harsh comment. Women have become easy, but they have also become broken. He goes on to say, the truth of the matter nowadays is that good girls, as we like to call them, don't really exist. They are unicorns. You're lucky if you can come across one that is actually who she says she is. We sometimes even joke that our future wives are currently in kindergarten.
I used to think that. Well, actually.
Yeah, yours are like in fifth grade now.
Why has it become the standard that women have to impress men by flashing their breasts or dressing up half naked? Sure, we may seem dumb when we are chasing smuts, but when we do actually want to settle down with a female, she has to meet the standards that we have for a girl with whom we want to settle down. What we look for is a lady on the street and a freak in the bed, as Ludacris once said, right?
Yeah.
Hey, amen.
The problem is that most girls are freaks every now, which leaves us with fewer options when trying to settle down. Ladies, men are not going to respect you if you don't respect yourselves. That is simple, is what he writes.
Okay.
All right.
How do we fix this?
Where do you go? Do you agree or disagree, Kelly?
Well, absolutely, I agree, but I'm the stick in the mud. So
right.
I think that it's embarrassing for, like, me to see how women are portraying themselves in the media and in pop music now. It's like it's become the norm to show as much flesh as you possibly can. There's no mystery. There's no respect for your own body. And they're using this platform as I'm a feminist and I'm look at my woman power and the excuse to show their boobs and their crotches. And it's just, where does it stop?
Is it possible in a guy's perception, like, you go out in a club on a Friday and Saturday night, you see the girls that are wearing absolutely just about nothing, right?
Yeah.
In a guy's mind, is it possible to say, okay, that chick is super sexy, she's showing nothing, but she's also super intelligent?
No. Not going to happen.
So you got one or the other? You can't be both? That sounds old.
You can be both. You can be both, but you don't know that when you're at the club.
Yeah, I have a hard time with this because I kind of sometimes I wear revealing things and sometimes just for fashionable since I wear stuff that's not revealing. Am I on certain days considered slutty or sexy? Can I not or boring? You know what I mean? Can it not be both? I wouldn't consider myself a good girl by any means, but I'm also independent and I don't go out on dates just for guys to pay for things and then put out because they pay for things. I kind of make my decision based on I want to go out on a date with this guy or I want to hook up with this guy for a while, but I also will then be fine paying for my own stuff. So I don't know. Does that make me all, is it all black and white?
Here's what
Am
I'm,
I all good or all bad?
Yes.
I'm going to upset guys when I say this, but it's our fault.
Yeah.
It's 100% a guy's
fault.
Because we can go to a club, and I don't date because I'm married now, but just seeing my friends date and their experiences and what Al's gone through, guys would usually go up to the bar, and if there's a girl there that's dressed like a hoochie, that looks easy and she's just sure in for the going home,
yeah.
Or there's a girl next to her that's dressed a little more conservative, who's probably intelligent, has a good job, the guy is automatically, for some reason, going to go for that hoochie-looking girl.
Well, you're at a club.
It depends on what you're looking
she's
for.
She's putting it out there.
It could be at a club. It could be at a coffee house. Wherever you go, guys are for
you
some
reason. You don't want to pick up a hoochie at a coffee house. Now, guys, I take issue with that.
Guys are going to pick up the hoochie everywhere.
A coffee hoochie.
No. No.
A coochie. But it's our fault. We're the ones that are making girls turn into these.
It is true, and it's frustrating, because girls can't win. I try and show the ugly side of myself when I'm not pretty with no makeup on, and guys and people hate on it. And then you wear something weird that shows off your body, and I'm 29 years old, and people tell me I'm a slut. It's like...
It does seem like a double-edged sword. Like, guys are looking for women that are dressed like that and act like that, at least, and then we get them, and then we don't act like that anymore. We're all the good girls.
Yeah. But look, ladies, we're picturing you naked anyway. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. It does. You know, within the first, what's the study? Within the first minute or something, you meet a girl.
We look at the boob. For the mystery of wondering a little peek of skin, not all skin.
If you treat us right, you'll see all of us naked at some point if you stick with it. You know what I mean? You'll get to.
Really?
The lights are going to be very dim. Very dim.
We kind of want you to dress like a hoochie every once in a while, but every once in a while, we want to take you to mama's house, too. And we don't want you to dress like that over there. But we want to know that you have hoochie-like tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's all I have to say about that.
That's how Alan's been.
And he drops the mic. And he's out. We'll go ahead and we'll post this up on online for you guys.
Cool.
Yeah, just go to kidnation.com.
Kelly has agreed to do something crazy when we get back.
I make more money than all of y'all. I ain't doing it.
Well, never mind then. More Kid Craddock in the Morning is on the way.